Mitch, some people call you Hard Left Mitch. How are you?
Nobody called me that, so you did last week. But, okay. But I'm starting to get somewhat comfortable with it. Thank you.
All right, very good. Now, we must admit that even though you do lean left, you are a constitutional genius and a partner at the very well-respected Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm here in Los Angeles. Mitch, you ready to rock on our agenda today?
I am. Let's go.
Okay, very good. So we're going to cover the story of a deaf man who was suing cops for handcuffing him, and he couldn't communicate using his hands. So this is a fascinating story that was just decided by a judge. We're going to get your thoughts on it. We're going to cover the story of a cancer patient who was thrown out of a hospital for using medical marijuana in a state that allows for medical marijuana, which would be California. Then we're going to cover a constitutional issue involving Google, in which the FBI is asking for Google's help to track down the phone and all the information inside from a convicted San Diego pimp. By the way, have you heard about the Coney 2012 guy yet, Mitch?
I've heard about it.
Okay, but no, the Coney 2012, he was just busted on a San Diego street corner for pleasuring himself and being wasted.
I heard about it.
They now have video on TMZ.
You can look at it and let us know how it is.
It's disturbing. Is that good enough reaction for you?
He's ready to be a Republican congressman.
That's true. Actually, no, wait. In fairness, though, Christopher Lee did that, but then Congressman Weiner took it to another level by tweeting, right?
It's all fair. There's craziness on both sides.
Right. They're all politicians are degenerates. Okay. Now let's get to the story of this deaf man suing because his hands were bound by police. Now this gets very complex and it's interesting, so let's break it down. And this is a sad story because this deaf man, and this is good so we won't feel bad for him, he was abusing his family. This was a domestic battery call, and so cops show up because he's battering one of his kids. This is a real degenerate here. And so they arrest him, they handcuff him, and the man is complaining because he can't use his hands to communicate, even though, of course, the cops don't speak sign language. So he sued, and under the Americans with Disabilities Act, there were some interesting findings. Walk us through this entire case. I found this really, really intellectually fascinating.
Well, you know, the Americans with Disabilities Act provides that employers and certain other government entities in certain circumstances have to do things to reasonably accommodate people who have physical disabilities. It's why you see ramps at a library, for example, or why employers, we've talked about cases where people have certain illnesses and employers have to accommodate them.
Oh, wait, Mitch, what about the larger toilets?
That's an ADA issue also.
Which, by the way, we all who are not handicapped must thank everybody for that, because the larger toilets, they're like mini offices, and they're very relaxing. It's really the only humane way to go to the bathroom with all that legroom. You'd agree with that, Mitch?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, go ahead.
So what happened is this: the police came to what was a domestic disturbance, and let's remember that if you talk to any cop, they will tell you the absolute worst, most dangerous call they can go on is a family dispute call. And they arrived at this house, and the guy's deaf, and they handcuffed him as a standard procedure on the front porch, and they handcuffed his hands behind his back. And he was in that position for about 45 minutes, and he claimed to be unable to communicate with the police to find out why he was being detained or to defend himself until an interpreter came. He claimed that this is a violation of the ADA, that his hands should have been handcuffed in front of him so that he would be able to communicate with the police. This made it started in a trial court. He sued for violation of his civil rights, and the court threw the case out on what's called a motion for summary judgment, and it went up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals, and that court just affirmed, saying that, first, the ADA does not cover the activities of the police, and even if it did, that they had a reasonable basis under the exigent circumstances they were faced to handcuff him behind his back. And even Hard Left Mitch agrees with this ruling.
Okay. Now, Mitch, I have to ask, if he's handcuffed, why he was suing on the grounds of, hey, handcuff me with my hands in front of me. Well, not to mention, neither of us like this guy because he was abusing his family. But what I don't get is, if none of the officers speak sign language, what does it matter if the handcuffs are in front of him or behind? Nobody's going to be able to understand the guy.
Well, he said that if they handcuffed him in front, then he could have been able to write notes in order to ask questions about why he was being detained. Now, let's make clear, the constitutional standards that govern police are very stringent about when you can detain somebody and when you can't. There are no standards. There's no